When President Bush speaks tonight to a joint session of Congress, he'll outline his $1.9 billion budget plan for the next fiscal year. The president says he'll limit his remarks to around 45 minutes, long enough to explain his priorities without putting his audience to sleep. Robert Smoole is a professor of American Studies at Notre Dame and author of Statecraft and Stagecraft, American Political Life in the Age of Personality. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is President Bush's target audience tonight?
Oh, I think he has several target audiences tonight. I think he certainly has to speak commandingly to the people in the chamber. He's been meeting with them informally, but I think he has to show a sense of command to them. But I think more widely, he has to convey a sense that he has a plan for the future and for the country to the American public at large.
As a longtime student of presidential style and leadership, what do you think the new president has to do this evening?
What he has to do is really set the right tone and show the people that he knows exactly what he wants to do and where he wants to take the country. Tonight is really the moment for words. Tomorrow we get the numbers in terms of the actual budget message. But tonight he has to make the case, provide the rationale that the numbers make sense and that the numbers really should be followed.
One number that keeps changing back and forth is the amount of his tax cut plan. How should he address the charge that it benefits only the rich?
Well, that's, I think, one of the primary reasons why we see the lack of support for the tax cut in so many of the public opinion polls. The perception is that it benefits the rich. That's one reason why we also see him surrounded by, quote, middle-class Americans, usually when he talks about it. Tonight he has to say that this is a plan that helps us all, and here are the ways that it does help us all. I don't think he wants to get into too many of the specific numbers, but I think he wants to certainly set that foundation.
How important is it for the president to talk about fears that the current rosy economic projections might not hold up and that his tax cuts will turn out to be a bad idea?
Well, that to me is really the most important question. I mean, how reliable is a 10-year economic forecast? I mean, we're tossing around these numbers like dimes of $5.6 trillion over the next 10 years. Well, think back 10 years to 1991. Did we have any inkling at that time that we'd be where we are today? Some people are talking about the possibility of a trigger, some sort of mechanism that would allow for the tax cuts and the spending to work in some sort of methodical way. I am no economist. I will not play one on radio. But some sort of safety, if you don't like trigger, some sort of safety that would be in place that would prevent the deficits that we saw during the tax cutting of the 1980s.
What about education?
I think education is the one area that we will see a good deal of progress on. One reason is, I think, the commitment by the Bush administration and also the Democrats in Congress to do something. So I think we're going to see something happen there. The stumbling block, of course, is vouchers, and I think that that is going to be something that has to be compromised.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Robert Smoole is professor of American Studies at Notre Dame and author of Statecraft and Stagecraft, American Political Life in the Age of Personality.